Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
We the boys. We the boys.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN.
He's Kyle Walls. I am Ben Brust. Alex Strofe running the show. You KBN Nation can get in at 800-990-3776. Cameron chimes in, bring your own chair, yes, but I knew the table you were talking about right away. I have three, and it was just a bad transition from sitting to table space.
Told you it was bad. Bad.
But he said he got it right away. You two dumb brains couldn't put it together.
Because
don't
he
call
had
us
three
dumb
of them.
Brains. No. You said it was the chair, it's the table that folds with the little circular things that go so it stays in place.
Yeah, that's he knew right away. Thank you, Cameron.
Yeah, that was a bad description for you to be a radio host.
I think it's more likely that Ben and Cameron are the dumb brains than me and Kyle.
Whoa, don't take a shot at Cameron now. You can take a shot at Ben.
Oh, I love Cameron. Cameron knows I love him.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, you're a little new to KBN Nation. You can't be coming at our old heads.
And you're smaller than AJ Johnson, who joined us in studio.
I don't think I am.
No, he's not.
Point proven, though. You're very small.
You are scrawny.
Very scrawny.
I am scrawny.
How does that feel? To be so scrawny. Like, do you ever look, you know how we said look in
what
the mirror?
Are you asking?
Like, do you wake up and look in the mirror and you be like, damn, I'm skinny? You turn around like, dang, I ain't got no butt.
Kyle, this has been my entire life, so I'm just kind of used to it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think I'm handsome as hell.
I don't know if I could ever get used to that.
You know what he reminds me of?
He needs Kanye's workout plan.
He does.
Did Kanye get big? I haven't
seen
that.
No, it's a song.
It's a song. He, you're too young for that. But what's the wacky, wavy, inflatable man? That's what you remind me of.
He's gotten that many times.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Oh, do it. Let me see you do your arms.
I'm not doing that.
Why not? Come on now.
The wacky, wavy.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you're a little bit slower, though. You know, like throw him up. Let the
headache.
Wind take you.
So, Benny.
Yeah, Strofe. What'd you hear? You heard a rumor?
Yeah, so bring us up to speed. What'd you do last night?
I had some boys over.
How many?
I had two buddies over.
Nice. What'd you guys do?
Well, I prepared everything for the asparagus.
Oh, gosh. You're already setting up prepared.
Olive oil, a little salt, pepper, a little butter. Preheated the toaster oven there because on the real oven had to time the sweet potato fries to match the steaks that were on the grill.
Okay. So you grilled steaks, you made sweet potato fries, you made asparagus.
Had an appetizer and some guacamole, so some chips and guac.
Don't care. Keep going.
You're
what
trying
else?
To hype yourself up.
Yeah, no, I was a good host. It's a good host. Yeah. You know, everyone had whatever they wanted to drink ready to go. I had limes, I had a shaker. I had obviously canned cocktails and
nice.
Vodka and
okay,
beer.
Okay, great. You had dinner, I assume?
Yeah, we had dinner.
Nice. Together?
We did, yes.
Okay. Did something happen between making the food and eating dinner?
I ate dinner.
Okay. Did anything happen in between?
I maybe went upstairs to use the restroom.
What'd you do in the restroom?
I ended up thinking to myself, man, I am really hot from grilling.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. He did not in the middle of the party take a shower.
He had two people over. He took a shower. I heard he was gone for 25 minutes.
That's Doug, such a load of crap.
Doug, what is wrong with
25
you?
25 minutes.
That's such a load of crap.
Do these two guys know each other?
No, first time ever.
And that's the exact reason why I'm spending 5 to 10 minutes at your dang house tomorrow because of that nonsense. Gonna leave me downstairs with somebody I don't know.
He made these guys dinner. They didn't know each other. He went upstairs.
No, they knew.
For
but they were talking. They were
it's
talking.
So wrong with you.
As dudes do. So,
no, but like they like new people.
Sure.
I lived here. You left a block from my brother.
Have,
that's crazy.
They can have natural conversation. But you abandoned them,
bro. That's
for
wild.
25 minutes.
That's wild. You took a shower in the middle of hosting people.
It was 10 minutes.
No, you had to shower, dry off.
I was told
they both been to my house enough to know it's their home.
I was told a minimum of 20.
That's because that guy's an embellisher.
No.
That's going to get a knuckle sandwich after
no,
this.
No, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Is he going to get a knuckle sandwich because he reported back to your producer?
Because he's reporting back false statements.
Well, you spent the last hour. I've been hanging on to this. I've been sitting back here trying not to crack my mic.
I'm proud
talking,
of you.
Talking crazy. And this is the exact reason why I should only be spending a couple minutes at your house. You're a terrible host.
It's hard to sit here in this chair and hear that story and then realize that, man, maybe that's a bad idea. Maybe I shouldn't have taken a shower.
It's a terrible idea.
While my two buddies that have never met are eating dinner.
That's a
you
should be joining them for dinner.
Oh,
right?
We all sat down together.
You should never.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, we all sat down together.
But why would did you say, hey guys, I'm gonna head up to take a shower?
I didn't know I needed to take a shower until I took a number two.
Are you that impulsive that you literally took a number two and instead of going back down, it's just like, ooh, fellas, like, oof, a little rough, a little stank. Y'all mind if I take a shower? You just hopped in the shower? So wait a minute. Wait a minute. You took a number two and then hopped in the shower and said it only took you 10 minutes? You were gone 10 minutes?
That's
I know you're lying.
It's a bold-faced lie.
No, it's not. You're lying.
It's absolutely not.
Now I know you're lying.
No, because I took a cold shower, and I don't like to take long cold showers.
I had to ask you three times if anything happened between cooking and dinner.
Yeah.
And why is that?
It's because I knew that I did something that I probably shouldn't have done as a bad host, and I was like, damn, they got me.
Yeah, that's bad. You can't do that.
Did you when you came back
at
downstairs?
At least a heads up.
No, right. I did not invite them to shower with me. Text line.
I wouldn't be surprised. But so when you came back downstairs from the shower, what did you say to them?
Did you act like
nothing happened? Or
no, I told them I was like, sorry, I just got like a little like from grilling. It was hot. It was smoking me in the face, and I was sweaty, and yeah, I just needed to cool off, bro.
That is interesting. That is very. I mean, this is coming from somebody who only showers once a day maximum.
How long did Guys Night last night?
11:30.
Wow,
that's late.
Yeah.
Well, you were refreshed. You took a cold shower. I was ready to go. Well, regenerated, re-energized.
I really feel like chopped liver over here.
Oh, because he gave you no time. He ditched you too.
He ditched me by 7:30.
I knew. I had those Tuesday plans before you forced me to go.
Forced
you? Yeah, you forced me.
Who drove?
Against my will, you made me drive you.
Didn't you wait for him as well?
I was going over there because I had to place the same game parlay for Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
But you waited. I saw you guys up there. 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. And you were waiting for him to be able to get done with what he had to do because, you know, as a professional that he is, he doesn't just get to leave right after the show. He has other things that he has to do. Other responsibilities that he have beyond just sitting here talking on the radio or doing sales in the morning.
Why are you all coming at me like this right now, the day before?
You've just spent an hour going to Kyle. I figured we could even up the matchup a little bit.
I am justified. This is what I love about this, is when people run their mouth too much, all of a sudden the truth comes out. And now I am justified in my thought of wanting to pop in and pop out your house because you're not a good host whatsoever. And I'll be danged if I'm
left there. Now, that is a bad reflection of the household because Milady is a very, very great host.
Well, if half the team sucks, then that means the whole team sucks. That's the problem. That's the problem.
No. I'm probably like a D and she's like AP honors.
Yeah, you are, D. Right.
She can't make up for all your failures. She's trying. She's trying to coach you up and make you better and be more like Brad, but that's a hard task.
Be more like Brad.
Very hard task.
It is a hard task. But I get better every day. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
No, not quite. I don't think you get... Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I don't think you get better every day because when she's not there, what did you do? You left your friends.
It's only natural, by the way, for the spouse of another person who's gone to just be a pile of crap when they're gone.
Is that your excuse now?
Oh, yeah.
So your excuse was COVID for peeing in bottles. And now your excuse for being crap when your spouse is gone, future spouse. Is that's the reason why you're crap
Get
now.
Up.
It seems like there's a lack of accountability. You know how you ask or somebody asks when you wake up, do you look in the mirror and what do you say to yourself?
How can I blame others today?
Yeah, that's what it is. How can I avoid accountability today? That's what you tell yourself today. Every morning you wake up and you say, how can I avoid taking accountability?
It's real rich coming from our Packer back who backpedals more than anyone I've ever met.
No, my Green Bay Packers always win in the end.
Well, we got pole position next, and that's brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway. So don't go anywhere. Do we have the inaugural?
Hold on. Are you going to break early because we're making fun of you?
No, not at all. You guys just ran out of gas. You weren't even really good at making fun of me, so I had to go to the next segment.
Oh, wow. You don't think we're good at making fun of you?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you guys didn't get me at all. I feel no shame.
You were chewing on a pencil.
You really were. You had it. Yeah, you could play
a pencil in your mouth.
Pencil that's now on the floor.
There
you had it in your mouth.
No chew marks
on
the pencil.
So you didn't put the pencil in your mouth? Is that All right, is that a joke? Do you want me to run? I can run back the video right here.
You are acting way too calm and collected right now.
You know, you are stressed and you're pressed over the fact that you're a terrible host and you try to say it's because your spouse was out of town.
He's bragging about the asparagus and the sweet potatoes, and now he's going to break 3 minutes early because he can't take the heat, last night.
I actually, that's very good. That was the best line in the segment. I couldn't handle the heat. The grill was too hot, so I had to shower and leave my two buddies down there to
hang
out by the
stove. Where's that pencil at?
I was chewing on it.
What is that pencil at?
Okay, you guys are better at this than I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Over here playing games. Don't lie to me, boy. We know what it is. You stressed out.
You call him boy.
That's what
you're stressed out.
Take you back to the 1800s. what I'm saying is this. Is that be better, Ben. Be better. Now, you gave me an invite just now to come to your house. If I come to your house and you disappear, Ben, I'm taking two beers and I'm taking two brats to leave.
And another to-go plate in about 30 minutes later.
Baby, go get the bag. Go get the plastic bag. Go put that in there with the floor. We get up out of here. Yeah, we out of here.
Do we have the inaugural worst poll of the week? On pole position.
Wait, what? When did you guys talk about that?
We are introducing.
Was that an email? Was that an email I missed, or
no,
was I late?
No, that was a verbal conversation that didn't involve you. Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah, I wasn't late because he was late because he had to do Mr. Irrelevant.
This was like a while ago.
Oh wow.
We had this conversation on Monday.
Oh wow, where was I?
Probably in your office.
Oh wow, was it before 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you guys ever want to have conversations before 1 o'clock, or come into my office because I'm not going out there with the regulars.
The regulars. Man, you are acting like a real snob.
Strong, where are you sitting at next week? The ping pong table?
The ping pong table, yeah. I don't have a desk anymore.
I have a chair for you.
We hire some new marketing teammates. I got kicked to the curb. I got to go sit at the ping pong table.
What I do know is I'm looking forward to the pole position presented by Great Lakes Dragway, and the worst pole of the week goes to, you'll find out next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Is that when I look at this, I love the fact that we do have Josh Jacobs, but let's be hesitant. We need to make sure that Josh Jacobs' best days aren't behind him and the best days are still in front of him because he has a lot of mileage on him already.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
But then you gotta put your back into it.
IKEA has great home furnishing solutions for every stage of your life. Starting out, looking to furnish a dorm room or your first apartment, IKEA has stylish furniture and decor at great low prices. Maybe it's your first home and you're living with children. Looking to expand and fill that first home, IKEA has the next tier of quality, style, and price point to reflect that next stage in your life. Maybe you're at a remodel. I think you're getting the picture, folks. IKEA's got everything for you in new lower prices. They reduced on hundreds of products throughout the store, innovating everything from design and production to packaging and transportation means so they can lower prices on hundreds of items and pass those savings on to you. It's a no-brainer. Check out IKEA in Oak Creek. Kyle Wallace to my right, Alex Strofer on the show. My name's Ben Brust, no Brad Nortman today. UKBN Nation can get into the show, 800-990-3776. It's time now to play pole position and debut the worst poll of the week.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position. Pole Position on Kyle Bruston Nortman is presented by Great Lakes Dragway, a quarter-mile-long drag strip, plus a drift pad. Even drive your own car on the track. Find full event schedule and ticket information at greatlakesdragway.com.
We do indeed think some polls are better than others, but I've decided, as the relatively new producer of the show, We need to acknowledge the worst polls.
Mm.
We need to hold our fellow shows accountable.
Mm.
Oh, wow, man. This seems like it's creating some type of tension between shows.
Oh, we need tension. Tension.
You know, Brad and I aren't really tension guys.
Yeah, but pressure creates diamonds, Kyle. We need to hold our fellow shows accountable.
Or it creates conflict.
Conflict's good.
Conflict's good. Healthy conflict.
Mm, I don't know. I don't know. I've been around.
In the crosshairs this week, you hear them weekdays from 4 to 6 on 100.5 ESPN Madison.
Hey, I'm good with beef with them.
Rutledge and Hamilton with two awful polls this week.
Oh, wow. They're both?
Two bad polls this week.
All right, hit me.
The first one from Monday. Matt Hamilton undoubtedly gives off Brooklyn vibes. Which NYC, New York City, boroughs would best describe Jim Rutledge and Molly Brown?
Okay, so I guess for me, I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been to New York a couple of times.
I've never been.
But this is a Wisconsin-based show, and I know Jim loves to talk about the Chicago Bears and how trash they are. I don't know anything about Brooklyn. I don't know
Caleb
Brooklyn.
Williams sucks.
I don't know what Brooklyn vibes are. What are Brooklyn vibes?
I don't know.
Apparently, Josh DiMaggio, who worked at one of our wireless stores out in New York.
Who got robbed?
Yeah, Josh was robbed gunpoint.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, he got robbed. So is that
he said that.
Is Matt Hamilton?
He said that
thief?
Matt like looks like someone with Brooklyn vibes, but isn't truly that. But your point remains. And I guess, sneak peek to anybody listening, when we talk to you guys, we either try to talk about something that's relatable or something that is about Wisconsin sports. Now, does anybody know the boroughs? Sure, you may know them. I don't know what Queens versus Manhattan versus Brooklyn is.
Is Manhattan more like uppity Queens?
Jim went to the NBA draft.
Oh.
And he came back with Brooklyn. Mr. New York. Mr. New York guy.
Oh, that's what it is. That's where Jim got this from. So he's showing his life experience.
Yeah, but it still makes no damn sense.
Okay. Well, hey, Matt and Jim and Molly, you know, I'm just holding you to a higher standard for this.
Would you like to know how many responses that poll got?
Well, that's not vote shame. Go ahead. 0?
Well, it was
like a fill in the blank. It wasn't a poll.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard. Fill in the blank is hard. It's hard in school. It's also hard now.
It's hard in school.
It is hard. But fill in the blank without a word blank might be the most.
Let's not vote shame, he says.
No, I'm. But fill in the blank might be the hardest thing in school without a word
blank. What was the second poll?
This one's a runaway. That's why it's bad. Is it worse to accidentally refer to your significant other as mom or dad or by your ex's name?
Ooh.
It's not close, right?
No, that's a good poll, actually.
Well, 86% land on one side.
I know. Yeah. X is going to be the runaway here.
One's a breakup offense. One's like,
no,
I could be
no,
irritated.
No, that's not breakup. No. Have you ever had to think early on in your relationship?
Early on, absolutely.
Do you always have to,
sure.
when you're in the middle of talking or you're about to say somebody's name, do you have to catch yourself?
Yes.
I mean, also, like, strophe you'll get there. You're like, because you're honeymoon, but I'd say like 3 to 6 months in, it's going to start blending in with prior relationships.
Ooh, the memories.
The memories.
Boy. Yeah.
Remember when?
Wait a minute.
We had dinner the other night? Because that wasn't you when I was going to tell a story about a year ago.
Boy, the memories early up, boy. I'm telling you, I used to get it all mixed up.
I still catch myself.
I've been wrong girled before. But
recently?
That's the response. Within the last month, yeah.
Oh, I love saying wrong guy, even though it's probably not relevant.
Month six. And,
You're too young for that. Like once
my memory's bad though, Kyle.
I must be, because I'm telling you, like, once you get our age and you have multiple relationships with different people, it all starts.
This is X's name, right?
You said what?
This is X's name.
Oh,
the answer here is X's name.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if there
that's
is
borderline breakupable.
No, it's not breakupable.
Yeah, but there's a whole weird like mother-in-law thing. Like if you're calling somebody like mom and like they don't get along with the mother-in-law, it could be pretty offensive too, especially if they don't give a crap about X's.
You know, I have a problem with saying baby girl and girl to people.
Baby girl and girl.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I call my baby girl.
But if I like, I'll say girl to people like while I'm talking. Yeah, because I grew up around a lot of women, and so I say girl, stop playing. But then on top of that, baby, because when I'm talking to people, if I'm having a conversation with a woman, because that's just the way that I speak, and especially if it's a certain conversation, baby might slip out. And I'm like, oof, can't say that.
You've slipped on baby girl?
I've slipped on baby. Not baby girl, baby. Baby. Is
baby?
Baby, oh. I slipped. But you got to say it quickly because you're just baby. You just get caught up in a conversation in a moment.
Oh, that's
not ideal.
No, it's not ideal. It's not.
Okay. So we all go through this.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's part of life.
And when your lady tells you, wrong girl, you say, oh, my bad. I get messed up sometimes, but I'm so glad I'm with you. I'm so glad.
Sounds like someone has had to rehearse that one a couple times.
You're a smooth talker.
Yeah, I got away with words with the ladies once they get to know me. Before that, I mean,
we
size
have
could be.
Real quick, breaking Bucks news.
It better be Brooke Lopez for somebody good, or it better
the Bucks
be somebody I know.
Made a free agent signing.
Oh, okay. Oh, what two-way player they done signed?
Before I tell you who it is, I need to look up how old he is.
Oh my gosh.
So don't
over
look.
Under 29 and a half.
Definitely 28.
30.
What a good over under.
That's a really good over under. The Bucks have signed forward Taurean Prince.
Oh, okay. Is he not last time I saw him, wasn't he fighting on the court? Was he throwing hands?
May have been.
No, but we will be coming back from break with the best Taurean Prince audio clip of all time.
Has he been relevant?
Is it clean?
Yes. It is after his collegiate loss at Baylor in the NCAA tournament to end his career against Harvard. It's really funny. All right, do we get any good polls?
Yeah, we got a few good ones. I asked you guys a similar question to this earlier in the week, becoming relevant. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy polled weekdays 7 to 9 right here on ESPN Milwaukee. What is the most electric play in baseball? The grand slam, the inside the park home run, and they added a third option, the triple play. What's the most electric play in baseball?
I missed it.
You miss what?
Hit for the cycle.
Ooh.
That's multiple plays.
It's the home run for the cycle. So, like, a perfect game, that's multiple plays.
Yeah.
That wasn't on the list.
This is in one pitch. All of these are in one pitch.
I texted in because I saw Christian Yelich do this. Come on now. Stealing home, anybody?
Yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
Good. That's good. Good. No, good. Grand slam. Only stealing home to win a game, yeah, but grand slam, boom.
53%, by the way, agreeing with me, inside the park home run.
Really? I don't know. Inside the park home runs are
exciting.
See,
I disagree with the inside the park because there's just something about the crack of the bat. And, like, when you know it's gone, you can start celebrating. You can start, like, it's a party.
And honestly, and with that as well, honestly, with the
Kyle was laughing because Tory Lowe just walked by. Because
Tory Lowe's supposed to be getting his birthday bottle. He said he can wait till 4:30. He's leaving without his birthday party and his birthday bottle and his birthday card.
He's getting a snack.
Oh, maybe he's getting a snack. But
when's his birthday?
Friday.
Oh, happy birthday, Tory.
Yeah. And so when it comes to the home run, what's better than like a walk-off home run, right? Walk-off grand slam. There's nothing better than that.
Walk-off is a good.
Yeah, I mean, when you're riding, it's been said the crack of the bat, but also the celebration, right? When you're running around the bases, the greatest celebration in Brewers history is when Prince Fielder jumped on the base and did this with his arms. He opened up his arms really wide and he stepped on the base and all his teammates were around him. They fell down when he did that, like a big explosion. That is a great memory. I know you remember that, don't you, Strofe?
I also, like, again, it's not as fun, but it is fun to watch the dugout chase after the guy who hits the single who's, like, running away from the team. I always enjoy that. Like, it's a walk-off single. Like, it's not as fun.
Oh, yes, yes,
but,
yes.
Like,
yes,
when you
yes.
got the guy that scores, even the guy that scores hits the home base and starts running after
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, to go get the guy. Yeah, that is fun.
Another poll from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, weekdays 7 and 9 on ESPN Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo says he uses blood flow restriction training on game days. Have you ever heard of blood flow restriction training?
I don't think for somebody who hurt their calf that they want to restrict any blood to going in different places. So I'm actually very concerned about what this is. I may not be educated in the medical field, but
is this the cupping thing?
I voted no. I don't know what this is.
I don't know what it is either.
Because blood flow is good. Good, because I was told when you restrict blood flow, that things can go bad. Things go wrong.
Yeah, but now this is where we need our dork of the show, Brad Nortman, to answer something like this.
We talking about a hippocampus? What was it called?
Hippocampus?
Hippocampus.
Nice, Benny. Good show, by the way.
Blood flow helping healing.
Yeah, I'm I would think you need
the oxygen and nutrients that new blood carries to the wound are key to successful healing.
Exactly. So why would you want to restrict or limit the amount of blood flow that you have? They literally,
would you,
I believe,
want to decrease blood flow.
I don't think this is something that you should be doing
to help healing.
What did Giannis? Giannis said that he does this. Why, Strofe? Do you have additional?
I don't have the context now.
Yeah, overall, blood flow is vital to healing joint, muscle, and tissue injuries. Blood flow carries oxygen and nutrients to the site of an injury.
Maybe they're restricting it to flow only to that area. I don't know. Restricting it from flowing.
What is it called? Blood
areas?
Flow restriction training. This is the oddest. Blood flow restriction training is a technique that combines low intensity exercise with blood flow.
All right, occlusion. Bunch of doctors. Last one for you from Wildy and Tausch, weekdays 9 and noon on ESPN Wisconsin. Other than Jordan Love, who is the next core Packers player that should receive a contract extension? Zach Tom, Romeo Doubs, or Kenny Clark?
Tom, I don't want to sign Kenny Clark to another contract. The first option was who again? Romeo Doubs.
That was the third option, yeah.
Whatever. I mean, he's got to show me a little more. I know he's steady Eddie. I heard he's had a good camp.
No, that's dumb. He doesn't need to show you more. He shows you exactly what he is. So you're going to get him at a bargain price. He's going to get paid less than what he should if he stays with the Green Bay Packers.
We'll see.
But Zach Tom is obviously the guy because he can be your franchise right tackle or he can be your franchise center.
Why I voted Zach Tom?
Yeah, I mean, so the answer is Zach Tom. But again, don't disrespect Romeo Doubs.
I didn't disrespect. He's just kind of mid of all the wide receivers they have.
Dude isn't mid. Did you see him cook the Dallas Cowboys?
Played the entire season and didn't lead the team in receiving yards. He was like 700 yards.
Go back.
Stop acting like Romeo Doubs. Go back.
How many times?
He's very dependable.
Exactly.
He makes good catches and timely catches.
Dependable and reliability is everything that you want in a relationship.
This is football.
Yeah, and quarterbacks and receivers have relationships, and having a guy that is dependable and reliable in the biggest moments, as he did with Romeo Doubs, is crucial and key to a championship run.
Man, I cannot wait to see how the season unfolds.
See, you say it like you want
you
to be bad.
You say it like you want them to be bad. I didn't like that.
See? You didn't like that? You didn't like that? I just like messing with the Packer backers.
No. You want to see Kyle unhappy.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Part of me does.
You're a fraud.
Can I just tell you something?
I'll tell you something. You're a fraud.
100%.
Sure, call me a fraud. I don't care. One of my favorite things in the world is when the Packers lose, just because Kyle shows up like a big baby.
What type of message? He wants to be friends, but he wants me to be down.
Yeah.
What type of
it creates such
a bad
content?
That is terrible friend.
It creates such good content on the air during football season when you're a whiny little baby.
Well, good co-host, well, bad friend.
Yep. We're on,
good co-host, bad friend.
Hopefully.
Fine. My job is not to be his friend. My job is to make the KBN Nation have more fun.
Well, I'm glad.
Talk about a flip-flopper, Kyle.
Yeah, I know, right? Backpedaling, flip-flopping. I'm glad you finally
I'm taking a page out of your book.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're finally understanding that. So you remember that when I show up for 5 minutes tomorrow to get my food and my drink and I bounce.
Sounds good,
flop
buddy.
Flop my behind about that house.
Sounds good, buddy. If you want to place a future on the over 9.5 with the Green Bay Packers, you can do so at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. The new sports book is amazing. It will blow your expectations out of the water. So when you're in a rush, they have a free 20-minute reserve parking area in the Skywalk so you can go play some bets quick. Strofe and I didn't fare as well as we would have hoped on Monday, but you can always go back and fire again. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks. You can talk to somebody. You can go to the kitchen at the new restaurant there. A full bar, and a 2,000-square-foot video well. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and their brand-new sportsbook, paysbig.com. That's paysbig.com.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Hey, Russell, this is Brad. I had nothing before then. Hey, Russell, this is Brad.
Hey, Russ, what up, Russ?
Awesome. And I'm going to read this word for word.
Yeah, all right, let's give him the floor. I'm going to try.
Yeah, don't interrupt, dang it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Where's that higher love? I keep thinking of that love higher love.
Great time to join the Princeton Club because they're upgrading the facilities, the locker rooms, provide free childcare with your membership, open 24/7, always clean. They have weights, cardio, workout classes, basketball courts, tennis courts, indoor swimming, outdoor swimming, adult nights on Thursday. They got it all there. It's a year-round thing at the Princeton Club, so have the courage to go in there, get a tour, and find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club.
Wait a minute. The buddy thing is a Greg Scalzo thing?
The what?
Buddy? Is Greg Scalzo call you buddy?
What are you talking about?
Ron, you called me buddy.
You got to give some context, buddy.
Well, if people are listening, I'm sorry. You're right. We have new listeners all the time. Ben was real disrespectful and said buddy to me earlier this segment or this hour, and I really didn't take much of it. I just ignored it. But then somebody said, Ron S. said buddy channeling his inner Scalzo.
Yeah. Yeah. When I say buddy.
Wow, you're a copycat or two. You're a backpedaler, you're a flip-flopper, and you're a cheat and a steal. You tried to...
Look at you.
My goodness gracious, what are you? You're a scoundrel. You know that? A scoundrel.
I'm a survivor.
What did you do yesterday? You are, like, hanging on barely by, like, a thin... What is it? A thin spread?
The only original thing he's done in his life is at a half-court shot against Michigan, and he's still surviving.
Still surviving.
Damn, Strofe. How long have you been holding that one in?
About 14 seconds.
800-990-3776. All right, since I'm nothing to you guys, go ahead, run the show.
All right, Strofe, what do you want to talk about?
I am really intrigued.
No. Let Strofe talk. You sit and do. You know what? This is the first time Ben's been here basically the day before a holiday, and I'm going to let you know what? You go and do what you usually do. Go on vacation. We'll take care of the last 20 minutes. Now, continue, Strofe.
I'm really intrigued by Josh Jacobs, who we heard from earlier, who was on the Insiders on NFL Network. I think he is going to be a really important piece to this offense because he said the term, I want to prove I'm a receiving back.
Yep.
Think about the receiving options on the Packers offense.
Go through it for me real
Christian
quick.
Christian Watson, Romeo Dobbs.
Yep.
Jaden Reed.
Uh-huh.
You want to make noises every time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Benny, yeah. You want to too? Dontavian Wicks. Hey Kyle, how about Bo Melton?
Good old Bo looking like Donald. Looking like Double D out there.
Hey. Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, yeah.
Tucker Kraft.
Yeah.
They drafted Marshawn Lloyd, who's a receiving back. Mm. And now Josh Jacobs has something to prove. That's eight weapons Jordan Love has at his dispense.
Ben Sims scored a touchdown last year. Don't forget him.
Oh, I'm forgetting him.
No, don't forget. He scored a touchdown last year.
That's like saying Grant Dubose is a really good option.
Ben Sims is better than Josiah DeGuara.
Well, that's not a very hard bar.
All right. I have to take the keys
back.
Why?
No.
Ben Sims conversation. Ben Sims.
I'm just throwing names out there.
I
like Grant DuBose, too.
Listing the Green Bay Packers.
Let him finish. Because I think the weapons.
Something you're known for is listing names.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I know it's bad.
But look at the chair.
I know something bad when I see it because I've done it.
Here's what I'm going to say, though. I totally agree. And I think the key thing we should take away from what Josh Jacobs was talking about is the mentality that he has with the fact that this offense can't, defenses can't load up the box against this offense because of the weapons that they have.
And now I'm hearing you talk about how important Josh Jacobs is.
He is.
At the position that's devalued the most in the NFL.
Honestly, the most important position to me for the Green Bay Packers offense this year, it isn't the great wide receivers that they have.
The great. Because we know we're great. No one's caught over 1,000 yards, but they're great.
The young budding receivers. You're right. We're not talking about the tight end with potential. We're not talking about the offensive line. The most important piece of that offense that at the skill position is going to be the running backs, because if the Green Bay Packers can have a rushing attack that is consistent, a guy that's healthy throughout the season, if Marshawn Lloyd can also be a nice little backup, if A.J. Dillon can be decent as well, you have three capable running backs. On top of that, you have a guy that led the league in rushing who not only can be a threat in play action but can be a threat out the backfield the ball.
If you pull the audio of when Josh Jacobs signed, you literally sound like me. Now you're taking my content of what
sometimes
I said that Josh Jacobs will do for the Packers, and you were like, oh, I'm going to miss Aaron Jones. He was so good in the community. He's a great Packer.
You have to understand that at that moment, I thought it was going to be Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. Okay, that's what I thought my backfield was going to be. Now, it only lasted for a couple minutes, and so I had to reevaluate
and go through your emotional roller coaster.
And now my emotional roller coaster is on high.
Diana McGuanago, Kyle's number one fan.
Hey, Dirty Diana.
Bone to pick with Kyle?
Whoa,
yeah,
bones.
I do got a bone to pick with Kyle. How are you comparing Bo Melton to Donald Driver?
Mm. Powerful. Oh, jeez.
No way. Not even close.
Miss Dirty Diana, what I was saying was, I was trying to be positive
what
to Bo Melton. Miss Diana, what jersey number does Mr. Bo Melton wear?
I don't care.
Number 80.
That number should be retired.
I agree it should be retired, but it's not. And when I see somebody in number 80 score touchdowns and make plays, I'm going to always remember the great Donald Driver. Is Bo Melton Donald Driver? No, but I'm glad that he's making that jersey number look good when he puts it on.
Are you getting crampy with me, Kyle?
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. No, Dirty Diana. This is how we should... Tomorrow's the 4th of July. We need to celebrate. We need to be happy.
Oh, USA, backpedal Kyle Wallace.
We love America. We love America, Miss Diana.
Hey, and Ben, why wouldn't you give Kenny Clark another contract?
Yeah, get on him. Get on Ben.
Because the Packers traditionally don't give a, and thank you, Diana, for the call. Packers traditionally don't go with a third contract for a guy. And I also think we need to see, for a guy, like Brian Bulaga said, he pointed to Kenny Clark. Brian Blogger, the doctor of football, joins Homer on Mondays and Thursdays, as well as us for some crosstalk. He said, look, Kenny Clark's been the one guy who's been here for the longest time, basically playing in the 3-4 his entire career, right in the nose. How is he going to adjust? And that's something to look for.
Because he better not play.
When you do the same thing for a long time, it's hard to change habits.
Well, even change habits. Kenny Clark better be clearly the best defensive tackle on that football team. If there is anybody close playing at the same level as Kenny Clark, you got to let him go. Got to let him go.
Joining us next is going to be the GOAT of all GOATs, the Emmy Award winner, the relationship advice giver, the guy with $1 headphones. His name is Homer. He's next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I love you, KBA Nation. I love you, Kyle. You're my best friend.
I know you need it, so you are my best friend as well.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Take off your shoes and feet. You're doing the dance, just can't be beat.
Joining us now on Kyle Brustin Ortman is Home Slice, Homer.
Yes. I'm okay. If I was really bad, I wouldn't tell you, so you're just filling time.
I'm not filling time.
Yeah, yes. You're filling time.
What,
you don't want to know.
Because I asked you how you are.
Because you don't,
I hate when you do that.
Then you don't want to know.
You act like I don't care about you.
I'm terrible. It's the worst day of my life. You think you want that? No. People don't want that.
If it was the worst day of my life.
No, they don't.
If it was true, I'd like to help.
No, if people responded that way, you'd stop asking them how they are. Because everybody says, how you doing? I'm doing fine.
If you said it's the worst day of my life every single day, eventually I will say, oh, this guy is depressed. Sad.
We should do something about it.
But if you, I don't know.
It's an utter waste of time. Everybody knows
it. You don't ask anybody how they are?
No.
I do. I care about how people are. Now, if people are in a bad mood, I would ask. Like, or I would say, hey, what's up? You need somebody
you think
to talk
they to? Tell you the truth?
Some people, as a manager, people do.
God, no, you don't believe that.
No, they do. Man, you're basically a therapist.
Yeah, I am basically a therapist.
Then you're an exception to the rule.
I'm sure Brian D. thinks he's a therapist.
Percentage of people that
ask
how you are, what percentage really want to know how you are? It's somewhere between 8 and 11%.
I'll say this. One time somebody asked me how I was doing, right?
Yes.
And I said, whoa, what's going on? Because usually my normal response, I'm good, I'm living life. And they heard me do that. And so they're like, whoa, what's going on? What's happening, right? Because they realized that was different. So if Homer, if we ask you what you're doing, you say you're fine. And you say, this is the worst day of my life. I'm like, oh, Homer, are you good? Or I would say, hey, BD or somebody, go talk to Homer. Cheer him up because Homer's having a bad day.
How can I help you?
Pick him up. Pick me up.
I'm fine.
All right. So
are you fine, Homer? Do we need to have an intervention?
I'm fine. Fine.
Do you agree with me as I still try and keep faith? The Milwaukee Brewers have no shot at winning World Series.
Correct.
All right. Glad we're on the same page there.
The Philadelphia's too good. There's some really, really good teams. But the Brewers are a great story.
They're a great story. I love this
and
team.
And they're trying. They're picking up pitchers.
It's funny you said that. That's the team I want to go with at Pato Sportsbook. Plus 475 for Philly. That's what I'm looking at for the World Series.
Let's say that's what are the Dodgers? They're much less than that.
They're like 350. Because they got three MVPs at the top of the lineup. Anyways, wanted to get there. Bucks.
They got no chance either.
Thank you.
I don't know who's got less. I would say you have to say the Bucks have more because you got Giannis.
You don't think the Brewers
that's
have
exactly what Homer and I are there.
Not to win the World Series. They make the playoffs. It's a good year.
So last year, the Arizona Diamondbacks, we went through this. Do you know what their staff looked like? They did have Zach Gallen as their ace pitcher, who was a pretty good pitcher last year, which the Brewers don't seem to
have
this year.
I'd have to go back and look. The fact that a new team wins the World Series every year is the best way to think that the Brewers could be next.
And is it because the Brewers are too young that you don't think it is, or you just think there's other teams that are better? Are you not sold on the Brewers?
The Brewers are good, but there are some really loaded squads.
It seems to me every year the person who wins the pennant isn't always the best team.
Correct.
You have wild card team after wild card team continue to make it.
Your defense is fine, Homer. They're not the best, but the not the best has been winning the World Series in a few years. Yeah. So go with that.
It's hard to argue against, but it's hard to put a lot of faith and chips into because you're going off of like
history.
But it's also a year by year thing, it doesn't mean it's always going to happen.
They got rid of the guy who wasn't any good in the playoffs.
Craig Council.
Yeah, Craig Council.
I'm working on the T-shirt.
What's the T-shirt?
Craig, thanks for leaving.
That's a good one.
How about you like that? I didn't know what to do, but John Anderson said, I said, you can't go Craig. He goes, no, we're nice in the Midwest. Craig, which is kind of, Craig, thanks for leaving. Would you people buy that? I think they would.
I'd buy one.
Yeah. It would appear to
be
the truth.
Cheap for where you would get
it
from.
And it would be, no. I get good T-shirts. Not at those old cotton things that you sent to
Africa. He doesn't wear good T-shirts, but he gets good T-shirts.
Tebow isn't going to, they don't have the dollar T-shirt?
I have not checked their T-shirt division yet, but in general, you know, old, heavy cotton ones are horrible.
I'm not paying more than what the Brewers pay for Dallas Keuchel.
I did see a...
I'll check to see.
Tebow got it.
They probably got
something. I saw a funny poster of somebody at American Family Field that said, wanted Craig Council, stole $40 million.
Woo! They turning on him already.
Yeah. The Cubs fans are all on his booty.
Correct.
All over.
I don't follow Cubs Twitter. Is that what's happening, huh?
Oh, it's hilarious. Man.
Our sister station, ESPN Chicago, yesterday had a poll that said, who lasts longer in Chicago, Craig Council or Matt Eberflus?
Oh, wow.
Wow, already?
Council will last much longer.
Council will, but like,
I agree.
All I'm seeing is like, he doesn't have a pulse. And Chicago is a little bit more fast-paced than a little bit.
He's not changing,
but it's definitely a different pace in the city of Chicago than it is when you were in Wisconsin.
Well, I think he's realizing, the grass isn't always green on the other side.
If grass is green and grows trees and it makes money, then yeah, it is greener.
Well, I'm talking about with the organization. He probably had that level of comfort with the organization because he didn't just get hired to be the manager. He was already with the organization. He was part of the team, so he just moved from one position to another. This is him going into a brand new locker room, part of a brand new organization where there's a lot of change and a lot of adjustment that has to take place. And right now, that team's struggling to make that adjustment with him as a manager.
Homer, did anybody get my question right on Rain Man last week? Was Ben Bruss drafted, yes or no?
They got that one right. They had no chance on Lithuania.
You didn't even have that right.
Did they not listen
to the Kyle Bruss and Nortman?
I don't know. The country's irrelevant.
We don't bring up Lithuania every day.
I mean, any country, fine. It wasn't like this top European league like Spain or somewhere.
He thinks Lithuania is just as good as
it
Australia.
Could be. Fine. I'm not going to argue with him. He would know.
What's going
on. Yeah, I mean, it's a top 15, top 10 league in the country.
I don't know how they decide. All I know is in most places you practice all the time and you play like once a week.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Oh, you hated practice.
If people could, I think they'd try to play
twice
in like
a day
and
then
leagues.
You play once a freaking week.
Yeah.
Luckily, we were in the Baltic League, so we'd have Wednesday and Saturday games every other week.
Seems unnecessary, two-a-day practice. NFL, they would protest. They wouldn't even have, they would
I
go on strike.
I don't think we had a CBA. In,
the benefit of being in that league is that no one knows it exists other than the league, so they can pretty much do whatever they want.
And I lived in a 5,000-people village where no one spoke English, so I didn't really have anyone to complain to.
Must be where you created.
There's only one
habits.
Thing that matters.
Did the check cash?
Well, how much did you get paid? And yeah, did they pay you? Guys tell stories of not getting paid.
It took a little bit on the last couple, but it came through.
What do you mean it took a little bit?
Oh my gosh. It's impossible to get paid overseas by these teams.
I thought they set you up, get you a stipend, and...
No.
You should
no.
talk to Tony Smith. Tony's classic. I don't know where he finished in Spain. They didn't pay him. He didn't play. I ain't playing until I get my money. It was like the middle of the league, and he was supposed to get paid, let's say, on Monday.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, they would say, we're 2 weeks behind.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know about you, but Tony never went on the court unless
I have buddies who are 2 years out that are still collecting from teams.
If Good Karma Brands told me they're 2 weeks behind, I would have to have a conversation with Craig. That's my boy. That's my dog. So, I mean, I'd probably, you know, stick it out, but it,
By the way, the stuff about bringing stuff, like bringing it to a party.
Bringing what stuff?
Like you brought alcohol, you brought stuff to Craig's party?
Oh, yeah, I brought some to his party.
Now, maybe it depends who's holding the party.
Yeah. Well, okay. Craig, very nice of you to bring
Craig,
it to...
Craig, you don't need to bring anything. Sometimes, I don't want to say people like that, but people with a lot of commas in their bank accounts, they're offended if you try to help and stuff like they...
Craig is not going to be offended.
Not offended, but I'm saying...
Haven't done it since.
I'm saying, Craig, don't ever have to bring it. You come to my house...
You bring it.
Damn well better be bringing some.
Homer makes his kids pay for his meals.
Homer...
Our daughter, yes. Daughter.
Make sure you give me some... Make sure you have aluminum foil when I stop by for the 4th. I need to get my plate to go.
Fine. I saw that. You can come and go like that. You can't eat...
Can't eat. You gonna tell me I can't eat at your house?
No, you can eat the amount you would eat in the time you're there. You can't stay 5 minutes and get food for a half hour. No, everybody, you did that right.
TBD. We'll find out, folks.
But I will gladly go to a party with you because I think I can leave before you.
Jason Wilde. Yes. No.
And Rain Man.
TVV.
Yes. All of them.
All of the above. Next in 2 minutes.
You gotta get on the groove.